here's a story from The World.
Durian has a bad reputation, at least among many people in the West. If you're not familiar with durian, just remember that it is the fruit that stinks. Some people compare it to old gym socks. In Asia, though, no need for a PR rebranding. The World's Patrick Nguyen reports on durian mania that's sweeping Bangkok.
There is this one subgenre of YouTube video that I personally can't stand. It's viral videos of people, usually Americans, trying durian for the first time.
Ah, God almighty, damn!
Ew! I actually don't think that I'm going to be able to eat this.
One, two, three.
Ugh. 4 million views for that one from BuzzFeed. There are a lot of videos like this, playing up the durian yuck factor for clicks. And this can seem pretty bizarre to anyone in Asia. Durian has always been a semi-coveted food here, but right now, it's actually a full-on food craze. Just listen to this ad for a durian-stuffed pastry made in Thailand.
Indulge your senses with the alluring aroma. Intense flavor from real fresh durian.
In Asia, durian is selling like never before, largely thanks to China, which has really gone crazy for it. The market for durians there has quadrupled in the past decade to more than $1 billion. Now, I should probably back up and really describe what a durian is. And for that, I have help.
My name is Chawadi Noel Kerr. I am known for eating street food and having lots of opinions about it.
She's being modest. Chawadi is a food writer and author based in Bangkok, and she once studied at a top Parisian culinary school called Ferrandi. So, durian, here we go. From the outside, a durian looks like an orb, kind of basketball-sized, but it's covered in giant spikes.
If it fell from a tree onto your head, you would probably die.
She's not exaggerating. That has actually happened to durian farmers.
But once you crack that shell open, there are these pods, like big cloves of yellow, that are smooth and shiny.
And onto the smell.
I understand that it's pungent. I know some people have compared it to garbage, but I totally don't get that because now when I smell it, I just remember the taste.
And the taste?
Sweet and it's creamy, like custard, and ice creamy, like vanilla ice cream, mango, apricot.
You did go to a fancy French cooking school, right?
It wasn't fancy. It was a government-run cooking school that was in French.
Can you talk about durian's flavor profile in the same language that's used on the back of a wine bottle?
It's musky and fleshy, but with bright, citrusy, honey, caramel undertones.
Now that is a description worthy of the durian. So, why all the durian hate and ridicule from the West? Even the late Anthony Bourdain, he did say he liked durian, but he also said it would make your breath smell like you'd been, quote, French kissing your dead grandmother.
Durian is a metaphor for how funky and gross Southeast Asian cuisines can be. It's sort of like a way to illustrate its foreignness. By the way that people react to the smell of durian is the way that Thai people react to the smell of cheese. It's true. Blue cheese. Saint Marcellin. Thai people are going to, when they smell it, they're going to be like, ooh, something bad just happened. Something died.
The idea that so many Westerners say durian is revolting. I wanted to see if durian sellers in Bangkok are even aware of this. So I went to a wholesale market on the edge of the city, a place where durians are piled high in huge pyramids, and sellers are whacking the fruit with rubber mallets to check how ripe they are. I met one vendor named Thum. She's been selling durians for more than 20 years. And business is great these days, she says. So when I told her about durian's reputation in America, she was genuinely baffled. White people don't like the taste of sweetness, she asked. Well, I said, some of them, they say it stinks. It doesn't stink, she says. Some people might say that, but they're wrong. It's so fragrant. Yes, ma'am, I tell her. I agree. Now, so far, I've just been talking about fresh durians. I haven't even touched on the growing craze for durian-flavored products in Asia. There's durian ice cream, which is my favorite, and durian bubblegum, durian pizza from Pizza Hut, and in Malaysia, durian-flavored condoms, apparently. Oh, and at the McDonald's in Singapore.
Introducing the new D24 Durian McFlurry, made with real D24.
D24, by the way, that's just a breed of durian. There's a zillion varieties. D24, D88, the Golden Pillow, Blackthorn, and a rare one called Jackie Chan's Wife. See, there are durian connoisseurs, just like with cheese and wine.
People are crazy about it the way people are crazy about any hard-to-grow, valuable item. People are crazy about caviar. People are crazy about foie gras.
By the way, BuzzFeed also filmed people eating foie gras for the first time, and no one went ew or spit anything out. Chawadi thinks those gross-out durian videos are really not going to age well, especially as Asian cuisine keeps gaining global respect in the 21st century. And more people find out that durian isn't like rotten cheese at all, that it's more like, well, sweet and ice creamy with honey apricot undertones.
The days of durian being like a weird thing that people are grossed out by are going to disappear. I truly believe that, because the world is a small place now.
For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Bangkok, Thailand.
We originally brought you this story in 2019. The latest news from Chawadi Nuolkar. Her food blog is thriving. Respect. You can find her at bangkokglutton.com.